it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. What a day. What a day, because we have a division-winning Philly squad happened late last night. Matter of fact, call it early this morning. And great morning to you as our fighting Phils. Obviously back in the playoffs a couple days ago, but now division winners for the second year in a row. Congrats to them. We'll talk extensively about it today. Of course, October is coming in about 2.5 weeks. Phillies are in a great spot to get that bye. Second seed might still even be able to get the one seed. We'll talk about it today. Now look, a lot on the Eagles as well. They're 2-0. They got that win 2 days ago. We're going to have Nick Sirianni on the show, 8:40 today. We're going to give away a pair of Eagles tickets this week. You got to listen at 8 o'clock to win them today. All of it happened. 215-592-9494 on a really big day. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
There's a frog that can fly.
And that frog would be very proud of our fighting Phils today.
The Wallace's flying frog would be very proud. It's one of the weirdest frogs ever.
That's pretty wild. So
it
how
glides.
Long can
it... Well, it has webbed, very webbed feet.
Wow.
That enable it to control its descent and steer midair as it jumps from tree to tree.
That's pretty wild. Well, I will tell you this. That frog, I'm just going to guess, was in a bad Phillies mood for a good portion of the season. But you know what, John? And listen,
no
James,
longer.
maybe when this whole thing is done, maybe we'll be in a bad mood in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Maybe they'll lose. Maybe they won't. Here's what I know. I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of my team, and I'm appreciative of my team. Because, you know, look, the last 3 seasons, the way it ended, in the end, obviously was incredibly aggravating, at times heartbreaking, beyond frustrating and all that. But you know what, man? One thing we do ask for from our teams is give us a journey that through that journey you believe your team, our team, my team has a shot to win it all.
Yeah.
And you know what, John? This team has a shot to win it all. And I'll tell you this. They would not have made the playoffs 4 straight years if they weren't a damn good franchise. They would not have won a division. I know the Braves weren't the Braves this year, but historically that's a tough team. The Mets have a payroll through the frickin' moon. Okay, the Soto thing, the whole thing, Phillies overcame that. Phillies overcame losing Wheeler, Turner at times, some other injuries. I mean, Schwarber obviously stepped up in a massive way this year. It's really one of the great seasons we've ever seen a Philly athlete have. Now it's going to be a free-for-all for who's the fourth starter. They still got to figure out that. They still got to clinch the 2 seed. They probably will. By the way, 5.5 up now with just 11 games to go. But we want your reaction first and foremost today at 215-592-9494. The energy and emotion you're feeling with the team winning. Let's get to how they clinched it last night. It was a wild game. I'm guessing many people at 6 a.m. did not see it. Just know this. Phils had 3 different one-run leads. They kept blowing one-run leads. Dodgers sometimes took the lead. Sometimes they would tie it. Bryce had a big homer. Weston Wilson had a big homer. Schwarber had his 53rd homer. I'm going out of order here. David Robertson, in the end, closes it down. We'll get to this and some locker room audio. Let's listen as the Phils last night won the division.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded. 2 outs. The pitch. Swinging a voucher to first. Harper gloves it, takes it himself, and the Phillies take the National League East Division crown. It's their second straight divisional crown as the Phillies come running out of the dugout and share hugs on the pitcher's mound at Dodgers Stadium. As the Phillies have clinched the National League East.
So for me, it's a day to feel proud. I'm curious what you feel, what you're thinking. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Rob Thompson, JT Realmuto, and a bunch of crazed dudes in the locker room shortly after that game ended. On-field celebration, then back into the locker room. If you didn't know, they went full tilt. There was some like, they're going to go all in, you know, dancing on my own. All right, no dancing on my own. But I'll tell you what. They were dancing. They were celebrating. There were strobe lights galore. And Rob Thompson, as he has done before, when they clinch something, toasts his club as they have done before. JT stepping up with the how many more. Let's listen to the guys and how it went down last night.
Toughness, resiliency, how you stay after day, inning by inning.
I mean, we've had all kinds of adversity this year with travel and rain delays and injuries, and you guys have fought right through it. So this is for all of you, all the staff, the guys that we've left behind, Wheeler, Alvarado, Trey, Romano, they couldn't be here. The guys that have come up from Lehigh Valley and helped us out. This is a great team effort, great team effort. Back-to-back National League East champions. Too often, boys. So enjoy. JT, how many we got left, buddy?
Whatever the hell it takes, Tom. Right.
Pretty strong. And of course, Sean, what made this one unique? You know, at times they knew they'd have to do the wild card thing, or maybe the division. Like, they don't know, because they still have to clinch that bye in order to know. You know, is it a
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
11 games, is it, you know, what would it be, 3 plus 4? That's 11. So it can be 13 or 11. Bottom line is they're probably, and by the way, John, that's amazing, the biggest thing last night. They're 5.5 up on the Dodgers now. They're actually going to get the bye. Like, I feel like I can tuck that in my back pocket now and say, much like the Eagles when they didn't have Carson in 2017, My team without my best player, which is Zach Wheeler, by the way, is going to need to win 3 rounds to win a championship. They have created an era of Phillies baseball. John Middleton, by the way, has obviously in many ways created it with his pocketbook. John, your thoughts on everyone today, 215-592-9494. John, yes. What are you thinking? What are you feeling, bud?
Let's start with that. Thank you, John Middleton, for this era. And it feels great. It feels great to see it from afar. The Joan Duran letting it slip away was not what I was expecting. Yep. Holy cow. The back and forth of it all. But my, what the web that's been woven for Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader, as fate would have it, ends up being the guy as the ghost runner in the 10th inning. It's just, man, that was just such a great back and forth.
Yeah, it was a wild game.
And I love this season for Bader. This is the season of Bader, and it's been a real pleasure to watch him just hustle and, you know, lead by example out there. I
and
love
be the
it.
Leadoff hitter lately. I mean, speaking of lead, leadoff hitter.
James, every sense of the word,
for sure.
Lead.
James, what are you thinking? I mean, you and I went through a lot of years, man, as kids.
Oh, my God.
Into adulthood. I mean, like, 93 was its own thing, right? And then along came the 07, 08, 09. That was beautiful. But we've got an era of Phillies baseball. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think this is the team I have the most confidence in heading to the playoffs of all of them.
Really?
Yeah, without a doubt. Huh. There's something special with this group. Like, they battle. They fight. Like, they're down in games. They fight back. They've been through adversity. They lose Zach Wheeler. They've gone, like, 19-7 or something since they lost Zach Wheeler. They have that Mets series. They're 13-4 since that Mets series. It's like, for the first time of all these teams, like, none of these teams, it seemed last year, would, like, take things personal. Like, they would have a bad series, and they'd come out and be like, all right, you know, whatever, we'll keep going. This team, it feels like they're taking everything personally, and they're fighting, and they're, like, angry, and they want to win so bad. Like, I really believe in this group. To your point, we might be upset in a month,
right?
But I have a lot of faith in this group. It's the most I've had heading into the playoffs. I think this group's awesome.
That's interesting. So, do you agree or disagree with James on that one? 215-592-9494. I might have said 2023. I mean, it's hard for me to figure it all out. I mean, 2023.
This one's probably going to end up with the best record, which is surprising.
Is.
You know,
one thing that's different this year than two things that are different this year than last year. My God, did we ask for it? And they actually did it. Number one, and I know there's still a week and a half to go, but essentially, number one, they are peaking down the stretch. Can I remember last year when they peaked on like June 5th?
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Well, this is easily the best September 16th team we've seen.
All right, number one, they didn't peak 3 months ago.
No
all right?
doubt.
So they're peaking down the stretch, which is something we asked for. The other thing is they do play more small ball. Look, it's the most homer Schwarber has hit with the Phils, but I mean, aside from that, they're not what you'd call a classic power team.
Bryce isn't crushing it.
Right? No, I mean, he's, I guess, second on the team in homers, but it's not like you have the classic Cassie anymore. You know, Trey will pop you one, you know, here and there for sure. But they're not a team that thumps you. And guys like Bader and, I mean, even Marsh and these other guys have contributed to more small ball. By the way, let's not lose sight of the season Schwarber's had, though. Let's listen to Kyle Schwarber. I mean, there was a lot last night to pump us up. Schwarber's post-game interview with Tom McCarthy on TV, certainly one of them. Audio here courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. And your chance to weigh in, 215-592-9494. I thought Schwarber captured a lot with some of his words here. Here's Schwarber last night.
I would think cigars are good. Beer is good. The taste even better when you do something like this?
Wow, yeah. Everything's awesome right now. I mean, done so much throughout the year to get this point, and you know, you want to enjoy it. It doesn't happen often, and when it does happen, you want to celebrate it. And this is a goal that we accomplished. We set that from beginning of spring training. Yeah. That, you know, this is where we wanted to be, and we got here, and now we got to keep going.
Give me an idea of what it was like, because you were in the dugout at the end. What it was like in the dugout, and how tense this kind of game was.
Yeah, I mean, that was a playoff style baseball game right there, where you know it's back and forth, and you get into the late innings. We did such a great job there in the 10th inning where, oh yeah, oh yeah, we did, you know, such a great job. I mean, I didn't get the job done there. I'm trying to get the runner over, and we took a walk hard. They do a double steal, executed perfectly. JT gets the job done, and D-Rob came in and shut it down from there, and he did such a great job. But this is a great overall baseball game, and you know, we should be proud of where we're at right now.
I know you said yesterday you wanted to do it at home, but this is still a great gift for the city of Philadelphia too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's what a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. I feel like we're just getting going here. You know, we want to finish this thing off, but it's a step at a time for us. You know, we got a lot of other things to do. We got more baseball to play. You know, we got a lockdown to buy, but we just got to keep going day by day, and whenever that step comes to the playoffs, we're going to be ready for that, and we just got to keep going and can't wait to get back at the bank and get those crazy animals going.
All right, go enjoy. Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Kyle Schwarber last night with Tom McCarthy. Look, we're going to play a lot of audio today, both from T-Mac's interviews, Scott Fransky's interviews last night here on WIP. I'm very curious what you're feeling today, because I know there's been a lot of people, and John, we have fielded a ton of phone calls this year, very cynical, and I've been part of it at times.
Most of the season.
Right?
Yeah, most of the season. We have heard the phrase, and you and I have both pushed back on it aggressively.
Yeah.
We have heard the phrase, this Phillies team can't win the World Series maybe 10,000 times this season.
Right.
And every time you and I are like, well, they can!
Right.
Like, I want to hear what those people have to say.
I do too. And listen, here's what I know factually. They couldn't win the World Series in these first 6 months of the season. But they could have done things to prevent them from having any chance. Meaning, miss the playoffs. They've made the playoffs. Like, they've made the playoffs. They've won the division. They are almost definitely going to have a bye. They have put themselves in a position come October to try to do, let's say, what the Eagles did 6-7 months ago, and that's grab all the glory and grab it and hold it forever. We'll see in the coming weeks if they can. I'm pumped up. I'm proud. And I'm curious where you stand. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to get into the Eagles extensively as well. Sirianni at 8:40. You got to listen at 8 o'clock for your chance to win Eagles tickets this week on our show. And what are you thinking? Are the cynics out there in the Phils, or are you with me that you're feeling it? You're feeling proud and obviously looking forward to October. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Phone calls on all of it on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel getting you ready for kickoff, obviously, for week 3 of pro football and college football, by the way. New customers now can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. It's an awesome opportunity, and it's at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's right, FanDuel.com/hammer. Pick a bet, any bet. Bet $5. You can bet more, but if you bet as little as $5 and that bet wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets that you can use all across the app. It's an amazing opportunity with point spreads, over-unders, player props, and more. Parlays all there at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, the big game up ahead from our standpoint is in 5 days, Philadelphia and L.A. Tremendous rematch of last year's really close divisional round playoff game. Whatever game, whatever bet, lock it in. College and football, pro baseball as well. The playoffs are ahead. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.